Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, your ass?
Your ass. All right, let's do it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing. Stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer, and a ton of other great products to wet your whistle, especially with summertime coming up, man. That was a bad whistle.
Yeah, you can't
whistle. My lips aren't wet enough.
It's embarrassing. You're a man. Would you learn how to whistle for guys? NBA last night. We're just going to kick it off with some scores. And then I got some stories here for you. So last night, NBA Pacers beat the Pistons 116 to 111. Cavaliers beat the Bulls 103 to 94. Got to talk about this, man. And, well, actually, you know what? NHL. Tonight, Red Wings going to be in Nashville playing the Predators 8 o'clock. Panthers going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. Speaking of the NHL, I did a story yesterday, and this is getting very interesting. The NHL has permanently banned referee Tim Peel after he was caught on a hot mic admitting to calling a soft penalty against the Nashville Predators. 5 minutes into Tuesday night's 2-0 win over the Detroit Red Wings, Peel called a questionable tripping penalty on Nashville's Victor Arvidsson and was then heard telling another official, in quotes, "It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a I'm not sure what, I haven't heard the clip yet. Is he effing?"
This is, no. So here's actually the actual clip of of what he said.
It's
you can.
It's my turn.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, what is that? What is that?
Whoa.
Yeah, good Lord.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. What was that? That wasn't it. No, this is it right here. This is it right here. That was the other, that was another video I was watching. What is going on here? Hold on a sec. Yeah,
you're ruining my sport.
I'm sorry.
I had good momentum going.
We were doing so good.
Porn off.
You know what it is? It's stupid ass YouTube and they're, that's annoying. All right. Hold on. I think I got it here. Yeah, no, it was Pornhub going. No. All right, good. There it is. Stupid ass YouTube. All right. So this is the clip of the background hot mic with the announcer.
Sure?
I'm 99% sure.
12:42 to go in the second.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early.
Oh, so did you hear that right there at the end? Let me play it again. Just listen closely.
12:42 to go in the second.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early.
Right there. So he says it wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville
early. I think they cut out the F word there, too. In my thing, it says it wasn't much, but I wanted to get an effing penalty against Nashville early.
Whoops.
So the league announced that Peel, who has worked in the NHL since 1999, was planning to retire after this season anyways. But he'll never, ever work another NHL game again. You're done. So what do you think? How do you feel about this, Brock?
I mean, it's how do I word this exactly? Because look, there refs make bad calls from time to time. And I think we all know that in sports, they'll make a bad call and then maybe they'll be a little quick to make a call, a bad call, or adjust a call for the other team that maybe benefited from the bad call before. It's human error. It's what happens.
I'm 50-50 on this. So this is why I'm 50-50 on this. So, yes, I do believe you should call the game how it is. Right. If it was a tripping penalty, call it a trip. If it wasn't, you know, call it how it is. Right. Obviously. But here's another thing I kind of understand, too, is that refs have to set a tone for the game sometimes. If two hot teams come in and you just know they're going to fight or you know something's going to happen, it happens all the time in the NBA. They'll call a bunch of penalties right off the bat to set a tone. Like, dude, don't get rough tonight. Like, I'm calling it tight tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, a ref has to do that, I believe. I don't know. I'm kind of 50-50 on the situation because it sounds like to me from his voice that that's kind of what he was doing.
Yeah.
He's like, I wanted to call a penalty early on Nashville. I wanted to set a tone. So, like, keep these guys, you know, I don't know. 50-50. What do you think?
I'm with you. That does make sense. It does make sense. Yeah, you got two teams coming in. Maybe, you know, teams that play rough, like you said, just hot teams that are, or maybe a rivalry. And it's like, okay, we're going to put the parameters out right now. Okay, we're going to show you that if there's any funny business, that's it. But that can also affect a game. Yeah, I guess if it's early on, maybe not. I don't know.
Here's another thing. I mean, is he getting fired because it just happened to get caught by a microphone and put on TV?
Probably.
Like, is this kind of an under, like, does every other ref kind of know this is going on? Like, of course they do.
Yeah.
Just because this guy said it on a mic, he gets fired. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I think there's some behind-the-scenes stuff going on. But
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few more stories, but I should probably save them for next hour because I think we're running.
I would. You don't want to overdo it right now, Hunter. God forbid.
Yeah, my voice hurts already. So, Tim Peel, NHL, you're done, son. No more refereeing for you. So, that's your sports this morning. 7 o'clock, got more for you. So,
sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yes.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Get them ones out.
Make it rain. Booty clapping. 7:23. Brock Hunter. What's up, you ace? All right.
I got your mom the clapper, but she couldn't use it.
Son of a bitch. That's my joke. That was my joke.
I did steal
that.
I did steal.
All right. How dare you steal my mom booty clapping joke, you bastard. You rat bastard. All right, we got to keep removing here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Girl, make your ass clap. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. So many great products coming up here in the summertime. I hope you're thirsty because they got you covered, man. They do.
Thirsty. That's
thirsty.
Right. Bud Distributing. Hey, you know what? I got some scores, but hell with it. We did it last hour. We're just going to get right to the stories, man. Right to the meat and taters. Hockey. Get that clip ready, Brock. Mm. The NHL has permanently banned referee Tim Peel after he was caught on a hot mic admitting calling a soft penalty against Nashville Predators. 5 minutes into Tuesday night's 2-0 win over the Detroit Red Wings, Peel called a questionable tripping penalty on Nashville's Victor Arvidsson and then was heard telling another official, quote, "It wasn't much, but I wanted to get an effing penalty against Nashville early."
Do we know where this referee is from? Any idea?
I know he's been a referee since 1999.
Okay.
So.
All right. So he's got some years. Here's the clip.
12:42 to go in the second.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early.
So there, right at the end. Take another
12:42 to go in the second.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early.
Now, what's weird is you can kind of hear in the background, you got the announcer going, and you hear him go, "It wasn't much," kind of in the background, and then you hear the other ref laugh, "Ha, ha, ha, yeah, I didn't know if you were going to," and then he goes in, and you hear clearly, "It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty on Nashville early."
Yeah. Doesn't sound good on TV, man.
No.
Yeah, it's some things you don't want to say into a microphone. You know, if you're a referee. So last hour I kind of talked about this. I'm 50-50 on this, Brock. So I understand that, yes, you should call the game how it is. Every sport, you should call the game fairly. But I also understand that in some sports that you have to set the tone early as a referee sometimes. There's sometimes, especially in basketball, teams will come in and you'll be like, you know what, last game was ridiculous. It was too rough. It was too, especially in a 7-game series. We're going to call some penalties early to kind of set the tone and let you guys know that you can't get out of control. So
here's also kind of what I've thought about is what, because when we talk about referees and me being a Packers fan, believe me, and really every team, but I'll just talk from my experience. There's been times where major calls have been blown that has cost us major games. Now, of course, you can have the argument one penalty shouldn't make a difference. If they lost by one,
Saints fans will tell you differently.
Exactly. So we have two options here. One, we can all just roll over and accept it, all right? And maybe not roll over. That's a bad term. We all accept that if we have human referees, that then will allow a place for human error, All right? Mm-hmm. So we go with it, and we just say, look, okay, maybe this guy then calling this, is that wrong? It's the human aspect of it calling a game. Like you said, Hunter, did he do this to set the tone of the game, to keep these right. guys in check, to make sure we don't have an all-out chaos of a game? Or mm-hmm. do we say, nope, no more, we are going to get rid of error, we're going to make it all... we're going to have AI watching every single play, mm-hmm. which honestly, we have the technology now to do it. Think about football yeah. and how every scoring play is now looked at. They have reviews. Do we make it all like, look, every single play will go under the microscope? Do we do that? And that way, there is no issue, none whatsoever, with the calls mm-hmm. being made, mm-hmm. you know?
See, as long as it doesn't take away from pace of the game. I mean, that's the biggest thing. People yeah. want to keep that pace, keep that momentum. Yep. So they're talking, it's like the overlord. So the what was the football league, the semi-pro league the wrestling did for a while?
Oh, XFL?
The XFL. Yeah. So the XFL had like the overlord ref or whatever they called it. And it was a referee in the box who was in direct contact with the refs on the field.
Yeah.
And so he was reviewing plays in real time and almost calling penalties real time in that way, getting all of the camera work done for him, too. Everything was zoomed up. He could see it.
Now,
it
was
kind
calling,
of interesting.
Calling stuff that the other refs missed. Like, hey, by the way, there was a holding. You know, that cornerback right. held that receiver. You guys missed it. Is that what happened?
That and, like, hey, instead of going underneath the hood, like, hey, don't go under the hood. Let's just keep going. This is obvious.
Yeah.
Right, let's
yeah.
go. You know, and so it kind of cuts away from some of the time that it takes to review some of these plays. I love that idea.
Look, there's 11 guys on each side of the ball. Or in hockey, how many is there? Mm-hmm. Is it what? Is there seven? Seven players? No, I can't remember. Anyway. You know, so in each sport, fine, hire one guy to watch each player. Like, that is the person you're watching. Watch mm-hmm. them, and you have 22 guys up there watching that one player. Do you do that? I don't know. Does it take away from it? Does it take away from the letting them play aspect? I don't know.
It gets expensive.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out,
but
man, eventually.
But then you also, you avoid controversy. You avoid controversy down the mm-hmm. line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's how it was. Trust me, they had 22 people looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't argue with it, man.
Yeah. No.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with all of that. Yeah. But maybe this is a kickoff to, hey, we're going to figure out reffing a little bit in the upcoming years. Moving on, I got one more story here. Brock and golf, Masters Golf Tournament scheduled for the second week of April, and will feature a limited number of fans in the galleries. Even if you're not at Augusta National, which even if they were full capacity, you ain't going anyway, because to get into Augusta National is near impossible.
Yeah.
If you were to see the event live, you can order their food for the event. Or if you couldn't see it live, you can order the food for the event. It's called Taste of the Masters. Food packages. They can be purchased online. Depending on the package, you can get pimento cheese, egg salad, pork barbecue, potato chips, among many other items, all delivered right to your door by April 9th, so you can eat food from the Masters while watching it for probably a very low price of $7.99.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm.
I don't know.
I'm going to get my cheap beer, and I'm going to get I have a freezer full of chicken nuggets. That's what I'm going to have. All right.
You know what it is? It's going to be that guy that you're over at his house and be like, "Yeah, you don't understand what you're eating. This is actually from Augusta.
Yeah. Do you understand?
It took me a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of connections to get this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be at that guy's house.
No. No one likes that guy. Not one person.
I brought a pizza. You want some pizza?
I got some Tombstone pizzas I brought along, and they were a dollar a piece with my coupon, so I think I'm going to eat that instead. Do you have any ranch? Did Augusta send you any ranch? Because I'd like to have that with my Tombstone pizza, you pompous ass.
Yes.
All right.
So there you go. Just a little golf story there for you this morning. Too,
good enough for me. All right. That's your sports?
Mm-hmm.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.